Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 30th of September, the 274th day of 2024, with 92 days remaining on our journey toward 2025. Locally here in Orono, some folks are preparing for Halloween a month away. One enterprising exhibitor on the nearby Bennick Road has perched two 12-foot-tall skeletons on the hillock that his residence sits on. These are available as kits for $300 each from a national big box store, but this pair of skeletons were erected gradually as an ongoing show, replete with a crew of about a half dozen small skeletons wearing little yellow hard hats. Each of the skeleton crew is carrying a component, and the day-to-day transformation has a sign posted on the lawn, "Work in Progress." With the latest scene as of last week including one of the crew sitting in a little lawn chair and holding the skull of the second tall skeleton, waiting to close in on Halloween. Near the end of September, 205 years ago, English romantic poet John Keats was walking along the River Itchen, which eventually flows through the city of Winchester, England, and down to Southampton. Keats wrote to his friend and painter Joshua Reynolds, "How beautiful the season is now, how fine the air, a temperate sharpness about it." Then Keats sat down to write To Autumn, and here is the opening stanza. "Season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, close bosom friend of the maturing sun, conspiring with him how to load and bless with fruit the vines that round the thatch eaves run, to bend with apples the mossed cottage trees, and fill all fruit with ripeness to the core, to swell the gourd and plump the hazel shells with a sweet kernel, to set budding more and still more later flowers for the bees, until they think warm days will never cease, for summer has o'erbrimmed their clammy cells." Officially, this past Wednesday's third 2024 main fall foliage report tells us zones 6 and 7 in the northern third of the state are on track to reach peak conditions during the first week of October. Heavenward this morning in the eastern sky, our waning crescent moon was keeping company with the bright star Regulus, and tomorrow morning, the 1st of October, that waning moon will keep company with the bright star Regulus and the comet Tsuchinshan Atlas. Today in 1399, England's King Richard II was deposed by his cousin and successor Henry IV. Today in 1791, Mozart's Magic Flute premiered in Vienna. In 1841, Samuel Slocum patented the stapler. In 1895, Stephen Crane's novel The Red Badge of Courage was published. Today in 1927, American baseball player Babe Ruth became the first player to hit 60 home runs in a single season. Today in 1949, the Berlin airlift officially ended after the Western Allied powers in the previous few years had delivered 2,323,738 tons of food, fuel, machinery, and other supplies to West Berlin, which had been cut off during the Soviet blockade of the city. Today in 1954, the USS Nautilus, the world's first nuclear-powered vessel, was commissioned by the U.S. Navy. Today in 1955, American actor James Dean, who became a symbol of the confused, restless, and idealistic youth of the 1950s, died in an automobile crash while driving to a car rally in Salinas, California. Today in 1960, the first animated sitcom, The Flintstones, premiered on ABC. Today in 1962, Mexican-American labor leader Cesar Chavez founded the United Farm Workers. Today in 1968, the first Boeing 747 jumbo jet became airworthy. Today in 2005, the Danish newspaper Jyllands-Posten printed satiric cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, provoking violent protests by Muslims worldwide. Today in 1935 in San Francisco, Johnny Mathis was born, the fourth of seven children from a valet chauffeur and a maid. Biographer Ed Morrow tells us Johnny was athletically gifted, breaking track and field records and starring on his basketball team at San Francisco State College, but Johnny also loved to sing, and his father, as a frustrated entertainer, provided his son with a piano and plenty of Ella Fitzgerald, Peggy Lee, and Lena Horne records. Nonetheless, Johnny pragmatically planned on being a physical education instructor, though his parents had his voice professionally appraised by bringing him to singer Connie Cox, who was also so impressed she trained Johnny for free for 6 years. He began to sing in nightclubs, where audiences were fickle. Mathis recalls, "People told me I sang too high and that I sounded like a girl. I thought it was a horrible thing God had given me, this strange voice." Yet well-known singers such as Dizzy Gillespie and Miles Davis encouraged Johnny to continue, and Helen Noga was impressed enough when she heard him jamming with some friends that she became Johnny's manager and negotiated a contract with Columbia Records, which also led to a gig singing at New York's Blue Angel Club, where the club's MC, jazz composer Bart Howard, gave Johnny a couple of songs to record. "Wonderful, Wonderful, and It's Not For Me to Say," leading to his overnight success and future recording dozens of hits, including All the Way and Chances Are. Today is also the birthday in 1847 of Dutch feminist writer Wilhelmina Drucker, in 1861 of American industrialist William Wrigley Jr., in 1882 of American actor George Bancroft and of German physicist Hans Geiger, in 1904 of British actor Ralph Forbes, in 1917 of American jazz drummer Buddy Rich and of the inventor of the teleprompter American Irving Kahn, in 1921 of American actress Deborah Kerr and of Chinese-American feminist writer Eileen Chang, in 1924 of American writer Truman Capote, in 1927 of American poet W.S. Merwin, in 1928 of Romanian Jewish Nobel writer and survivor of Auschwitz, Elie Wiesel, in 1930 of American actor Ben Cooper, in 1931 of American actress Angie Dickinson, in 1933 of American soul and gospel singer Sissy Houston, in 1935 of American pop singer Jill Corey, in 1942 of Canadian rock drummer Dewey Martin, and of American pop singer Frankie Lyman, in 1943 of American soul singer Marilyn McCoo, 1944 of French-Canadian singer Diane Dufresne, in 1946 of American pop vocalist Sylvia Peterson, in 1947 of British rock vocalist and guitarist Mark Bolan, in 1950 of Italian singer Renata Zero and of English actress Victoria Tennant, in 1952 of American songwriter and guitarist John Lombardo, and of American country singer Deborah Allen. In 1955, of Irish folk flute player Frankie Kennedy. In 1957, of American actress Fran Drescher. In 1958, of American country musician and songwriter Marty Stewart. In 1960, of American rock drummer Bill Rieflin. In 1961, of American actor Eric Stoltz. In 1964, of American singer, songwriter, and guitarist Roy Anastasio. In 1965, of American comedian Kathleen Madigan. And in 1971, of American actress Jenna Elfman. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Here's to the second full week of autumn and to the 40th week of 2024.